This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. You all know, and I'm very comfortable saying this, that this weekend is the Super Bowl, the Panthers versus the Patriots. Everyone watches. The Super Bowl is one of our high holy days in the post-New Year drear of winter. Even those who don't like football watch it for the ads. They cost more than $2 million for 30 seconds, the most expensive, the best produced you're ever going to see. They're kept very secret, but not from the prying eyes, of the host of NPR's On the Media and columnist for Ad Age, Bob Garfield. He's here with us now. Bob, that was a typo, wasn't it? They're not really charging $2 million for 30 seconds.
No, it's not a typo. $2.2 million. If you're a shrewd negotiator and you're willing to have your spot air late in the fourth quarter, you can get them for $12-15 because nobody's watching.
Nobody's
at
watching
that stage.
Right. Yeah. Okay. The ads that are running, they're all really, really secret, but you have seen them. How are they?
I think I can say this with some confidence. Some of them are good and some of them are bad. But that's all I can disclose at this time.
Well, is it the best, the worst? I mean...
Oh, no, it's not the best. This is by no means going to be the best advertising Super Bowl ever. I think overall the ads have been quite disappointing.
This year, there's controversy about one particular ad. It's from this political group, Move On. Now, we can't show you the pictures, but here's what happens in the sound of the ad.
Now, as you've detected, there is, of course, nothing in the sound of the ad to tell you what's going on. But what's going on is a bunch of young children at work in heavy industry, steam presses, drill presses, you know, boilers and so forth.
There's a little kid throwing a garbage sack into the back of a garbage truck.
Right. It's dirty, gritty labor, but someone has to do it in order to pay off the $1 trillion Bush deficit. This is an attack on the White House for its deficit spending attached principally to the war in Iraq, and that's the message that they wanted to share with the American people.
This is from the liberal political group Move On. They tried to get this ad on the Super Bowl. CBS turned them down. Why?
Well, you know, we've grown accustomed to disbelieving CBS for everything it says about its programming decisions, such as the Reagan docudrama that they spiked at the last minute. But in this case, their answer scans. They say that they don't want polarizing advocacy advertising to be on the air if one side of a very polarized debate can just buy an unfair share of the voice.
Doesn't this group Move On say that, well, look, there are going to be pro-Bush ads on the Super Bowl, so we should be able to put this on?
Well, they say that, you know, if why can't we do advocacy advertising if the White House continues its drug office to send anti-drug messages and so forth? But, you know, I think that's a specious argument, and I think Move On knows it's a specious argument. There is no pro-drug abuse lobby out there agitating to get its ads on the Super Bowl. And while CBS has been, its statements have been suspect in the past, there isn't one of the major networks that would have run this ad. This is just a publicity bonanza that Move On is riding for all it's worth, and it's worth a lot.
Let me ask you a really snide and totally out of character question. No pro-drug abuse what about all those beer commercials I'm watching?
Okay, yeah, the beer ads are beer ads, but they're not supporting the irresponsible use of beer. In fact, Anheuser-Busch has paid for 2 30-second spots at $2 million plus per, telling you to drink responsibly and to use a designated driver.
Okay, and if you want to see the political ad, you can go to the website moveon.org. There'll be a link at our site, npr.org. Bob Garfield, host of NPR's On the Media and columnist for Ad Age. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Well, it's my pleasure, Alex.